Gister was snel deel 2 van die 2022 Dakar-ren, wat grotendeels uit sand bestaan het, was 'n totaal van 568 km lank met 'n sneltraject van 338 km. Sebastian Loeb in sy ProDrive Hunter het die sneltraject gewen. Toyota Gazoo Racing se Nasser Al-Attiyah, Mathieu Belmal was tweede. Nasser is nog steeds die algehele voorloper.
We don't have any problem, you know, except the flat tire. Today we open all the way and it was really not easy, but there is a lot of water also and the sand is very hard. But we are quite happy.
Na 'n teleurstellende sneltraject 1, kon Hek later gaan en Brett Cummings glimlag en het sewende geëindig.
Dit was 'n goeie dag vir ons. Ons het nog ver terug begin, so daar was baie karre om verby te vat. Het was nogal moeilik deur baie duine en sand en so aan. En die duine wat so nat is, maak het nogal baie moeilik as jy 'n bietjie verder agter toe is.
Janiel de Villiers en Dennis Murphy was 8ste en het 'n hitte oomblik gehad.
Redelike goeie dag gehad. Net na 30 km het ons 'n groot oomblik gehad oor 'n jump. Kar het skeef geland, tyre van die rim afgevat en amper gerol, maar ons het hom daarom op die wiele gehou. Maar ja, die res van die dag redelike goeie dag andersins.
Shamir Warihawa en Dani Stassen was teruggehou deur snaakse geluide in hulle Hilux en het 28ste geëindig. Brian Baragwanath en Leonard Kramer in hulle Century Racing CR6 het 'n baie beter dag gehad en 14e klaargemaak.
Good day today, just some damage to the car. Took a big hit on the right front, but tomorrow we hope to bring you some better results.
Chris Visser was 33ste en Skalk Burger het in 'n bestendige pasgery 61ste klaargemaak. Spanmaat Ernest Roberts en Henry Cohn het nie 'n goeie dag gehad nie. Hulle het gerol, maar gelukkig met hulp hulle CR6 weer aan die gang gekry en 62ste klaargemaak. Suid-Afrikaanse navigator Ryan Bland het met groot lof gepraat oor sy bestuurder Daniel Schroeder in hulle PS Laser Racing gemodifiseerde Navara en hoe hy oor enorme duine gevlieg het. Hulle was 44ste vir die dag.
Today was a monster stage. Man, they gave us dunes like you won't believe. First time I've been in dunes like that in my life. Daniel's an absolute monster. He drives like a machine in the dunes. We had a clean run.
In die ligte gewig voertuie saai Passat kategorie het Jeff Minnett en Siegfried Trousseau in hulle self-racing Can-Am 'n goeie dag gehad en het 18de klaargemaak. Nou oor na Steffie Wetter van die Southern Africa Dakar Group vir ons Suider-Afrika motorfietsryers.
It was cold and wet in the Saudi sands today, but the racing was red hot, Jeanette. Honda's Joanne Bereda Board took the top step with Sam Sunderland in second on a gas-gas and KTM's Kevin Benavidez in third. With another tough navigational stage under his belt, Ross Branch dropped back to 22nd on stage and 12th overall. Bradley Cox is certainly impressing and is leading the rookies. After a small high side, Brad tells us more.
Fast day today, crazy fast. The grand top speed of 160 and I'm not joking, the whole day was like that. I made a mistake and lost 5 minutes, but otherwise, yeah, a really good day. I did jump off a dune though, into a hole, not on purpose, and I've hurt my ankle that I've been struggling with the last year, so I had to take some pain pills at the refill, but all good. But yeah, good day.
John Kelly and Sharon Moore, 7th and 8th in Malamoto overall, are certainly heating up the Malamoto competition. Stuart Gregory had an eventful day. Here's Stuart.
We finished stage 2. Really enjoyed the beginning of it. The first 200k is really fun. We had a good time. And then second 170k, I started getting a bit tired, made a few mistakes. Had one little fall. Wasn't too bad, but sure, long day, proper day. Dakar day today. 10.5 hours on the bike. Back's a little stiff. We wear this body armor. It's so heavy and with our camelback in it. So not really used to that, so we'll just keep going.
The other Southern Africans, Paulo Oliveira, Walter Tablanche and Vadna Kennedy are soldiering on towards their Dakar finishers rally medal. Today is stage 3 with another challenging special stage ahead.
Ek is Jeanette van Wiele 2 Wiele.
And this is Steffi for the Southern Africa Dakar Group.
Vir Dakar 2022. Tot môre, hou jou wiele aan die rol.